Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of Fig and Farm at Home. If you're new here, hey, welcome. I'm Danny, I'm the host here, and I am so thrilled that you're joining us in today's conversation. I have a question for you before we dive in. How many of you are on a budget? Yeah, are you laughing at me? Of course, we all are, right? I don't know where the money tree is, but if you find out before I do, let me know. I'll be right there. But just like you, I'm on a budget too. But it so happens that I love to create a space for my family, for in my home, that not only serves my family well, but is delightful to boot. I like a space that reflects our story, that looks cohesive and put together, and I like to do it without spending a whole lot of money. Your sister has got a Pottery Barn style with a Target-sized budget. That is true, and I'm wondering if that is true for you. And in today's episode, I am talking about ways that you can make your home look more expensive without having to spend a whole lot. Now, some of the items I will be talking about, you might not own and could require a purchase, but a lot of them don't require a purchase at all, or might just require you to think about the item that you already have in a different light. So let's dive in into today's episode where we're talking about 10 ways that you can make your home look more expensive. All right, enjoy today's show. We grew up with the phrase, home is where the heart is, but our culture has shifted and now the message is, home should be Pinterest perfect. I'm calling BS on that message. Home, it's not about the stuff, it's about the story. And whether you know it or not, your home is a reflection of you and is already saying something. So what is it that you want it to say? Hey, I'm Danny, a former first grade teacher turned home decorator. Going from a dual income to a single income so I could stay home with my babies meant budget, like ramen eating, Goodwill shopping budget, and I learned a few things along the way, like how to bring big style to your home without breaking the bank, and I'm sharing it all with you. Tips, tricks, decor, and design advice so you can learn to tell your story with your style, where you can start living free from the Pinterest perfect trap and start living a life of intention. Welcome to Fig and Farm at Home, where we design happy living and where it doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. All right, let's dive right in. What are these 10 things that you could do to your home? And I say do, not buy, for your home, because I just counted my list out of 10. 7 of them could be absolutely free. That's remarkable. 7 things that you might already own that could be a tool inside of your home to make it look more expensive. So we're going to start there. We're going to start with the things that are free. Are you ready? I hope you have a notebook. I hope you have a pen, because you're going to want to write these things down. Number 1 is to think about the arrangement of your furniture. Now, I'm specifically thinking about living rooms here. And my challenge for you is this. Is your furniture hanging out right up against a wall, or is it off the wall? When you move your furniture off the wall and create an intentional seating area, your home looks more expensive. It's true. A lot of times we walk into places, into homes, and furniture is tucked right up against the wall, kind of hanging out on the corners of the wall. And that, quite honestly, is one of the things that makes it look anti-expensive, aka cheap. Now, here's where I don't want you to worry, because some of you are thinking, wait a second, I have my chairs up against the wall, but a lot of the other things aren't. It's okay. If you have a seating area and your couch is hanging out against the wall, but your chairs aren't, or vice versa, perfect. It's when you have furniture that is snug and tucked right up against every single wall, almost as if they are playing a game of hide and seek. Like, hey, maybe you won't see me. Sometimes the thought process here is, I want to have more area in my space, in my living room, for, I don't know, people to walk through. But when you have a tucked in, cozy feeling where it looks like we want to have conversations, it looks like it is anchored with a coffee table, that looks and feels more intentional and, quite frankly, more expensive. And guess what? That one is absolutely free. Play around with it. Sometimes you don't have the space for it, and that's okay. but sometimes you do. So play around with it, bring things off the wall, get them away just a little bit, try to create a centralized seating area, and if you have a coffee table in the center, even better. Number two, and we're going to piggyback right on this because you've already now just pulled your furniture away from the wall just a little bit, but maybe you have hardwood floors, maybe you have tile, maybe you have something that is not carpet. Adding an area rug will definitely elevate the look of your space. Here's why. When you have furniture that just sits directly on hardwood, now I'm not talking about carpet, but I am talking about the flat surface that is not carpet. When you have furniture sitting directly on that, it makes it look like, I don't know what is happening here in this space. It makes it look like your furniture is floating. But an area rug defines a space and creates intentionality. It allows your eyes to rest, but it allows your mind to process what is happening, what that space is used for. It's like a natural barrier that says, hey, I'm a seating area. Not only that, but I'm cozy. So come on in. It's like a textural invitation. Speaking of texture, let's go to number three, and that is a variety of layers and texture. Layers and texture in when it comes to styling and really putting the fine-tuned details on your space, these two are best friends. They complement each other, they work together in harmony, and they create a nuance to your space that you kind of can't get otherwise. When you don't have layers and texture, sometimes your design falls flat. And a flat design is anti-expensive. Can you tell I'm trying to avoid the word cheap? I just don't like it. It feels brash. But that's what happens. When your design falls flat, it can look a little cheap. But layers and texture added here and there, even from the wall to the floor, is going to make a difference. All right, number four, you are probably already anticipating, especially if you've been hanging around with me for a while, you're probably anticipating that I am going to say, declutter, declutter, get rid of stuff. Yes. Okay, yes, true, but I'm going to be a little more specific here. But let's talk about the overall generality here. When you have too much stuff hanging out in your space, not only does it create a visual clutter, a visual chaos, but we all know that sometimes it creates a reaction inside of you. And there's a whole science behind what that is. I'm not going to go into it today, but what I am going to say is that having minimal items on flat surfaces is going to elevate the look of your space. So for example, think about your mantle and how many items you have on your mantle. Now, I think I told you this story recently where I got cornered. I was working at my brick and mortar shop and I got cornered by someone who, you know, throughout conversation heard me say, I'm a decorator. And they immediately pulled out their phone and said, hey, what do you think about this? Also, can we just say, that's kind of like if I said, hey, I'm a doctor, and they immediately pulled out their foot and showed me their wart. That's kind of, I'm going to let you fill in the blank here of what that is. But she immediately pulled out her phone and showed me a picture of her mantle and on the spot wanted some feedback on that. Well, okay. First of all, I'm very happy to give you feedback. Absolutely. Invite me in and I will play with it and I will teach you how. And we have all kinds of ways that we can work together, right? This conversation was just a little awkward because her mantle, if I'm being quite honest, was not minimal. And what do you do in that situation? What do you do? Friends, I am a very polite and respectful person. And I definitely don't want to hurt someone's feelings. But wow, was I cornered in a spot and I could not hide my face. And so she knew that there was something I was seeing in the picture that didn't necessarily get her the response that she was hoping for, which was, oh my gosh, this is fantastic and perfect and wonderful. Something was a little off. But backing myself out of that corner because I felt literally cornered was hard. It was hard and awkward and painful. And I wanted the moment to end as quickly as it started. But as I gained my composure and I gained my thoughts and I I politely explained, oh, well, this is, you have some really wonderful elements here. Here's what I would do to maybe shift a little bit of things here. But one of the things, the overall arching thing here, was that there were too many items on a flat surface. And I'm not just meaning mantles. I'm not just meaning bookshelves, or I'm meaning walls. I'm meaning coffee tables. I'm meaning tables. I'm meaning floors. Think about your flat surfaces. Think about your countertops. How much stuff do you have hanging out here? And can we minimalize it a little bit? It doesn't mean we need to go live in a tiny home, but it does mean let's make space. Let's create that negative space here. Just like when I taught my boys art, I was their art docent in their classrooms for lots and lots of years. We would talk about negative space and how negative space is oftentimes really an appropriate element within art so that you can have a kind of breathing room or a landing space for your eyes to rest. That's what this does, but it not only does that for your home space, it reduces the stress load, right? It's less things to manage. It's less things to move when you have to dust. It is easier, not only physically, but easier on the eyes, and immediately makes your space look elevated. Number 5, ambient lighting. You have definitely heard me say this again. This is one of those like number one things you can do to make your home feel cozy. Get out the table lamps, turn on the floor lamps, turn off the overhead lighting. Ambient lighting immediately makes your home look expensive. Think about all of the little landing spots you could place a table lamp. Some of them you already have, some of you might not, but ambient lighting brings your eyes down and it creates an interest. It also is a way for you to decorate those flat surfaces. So bring in the ambient lighting. Number 6, I want you to think about the weight of furniture here. Furniture carries a weight to it, not just in how heavy it is physically, but how heavy it is visually. And the visual part is what I'm talking about today. When you have a natural balance between heavy and light, you elevate the look of your space. Think about this. If you are in your living room and let's say you have 4 oversized pieces of furniture and they are all dark leather, we know that dark leather is really can be cozy and comfortable and all the things, but the heaviness that it is taking up, it's taking up a lot of real estate in its heaviness, in both the color and that it's oversized. And that by itself, if you chose 4 pieces of oversized heavy furniture, that could make your space immediately look less expensive. And I'm not going to say cheap here because I know you could have dropped a pretty penny on those pieces of furniture, but they do come with a cost, and that cost is the visual weight. Now, generally speaking, the pictures we gravitate to on Instagram, on Pinterest, and I am making a very generalized statement here, but those pictures that we gravitate to, those ones that we say, oh my gosh, I could live in this space, I love this space, I want this space, think about how many times those pictures have oversized, overstuffed dark leather furniture. Did the mic just drop? Because I don't think that they're there. I think those pictures that we picture, and same thing is true with the decluttering. When you think about your perfect home, your beautiful home, that home that you love, those pictures you keep getting drawn to in those spaces, the TV shows we watch on HGTV, those things that we gravitate to, think about how much stuff there is. There's a famous, well, I don't know if it's a famous quote, but there's a meme that goes around that I really, really love. And I think it resonates with me and probably likely with so many of you. Picture your dream home. I bet it isn't cluttered. Let's do the same thing here. Picture your dream home. I bet it doesn't have oversized furniture. And this is not to make you feel bad for choosing that furniture. Sometimes it's a great sale. Sometimes it's what you have. Sometimes you need to recline. I get that, but what's going to happen here is if we bring in all oversized furniture and we don't balance that out with the contrast, then it can make your space look less expensive. So how do we change that? Yes, we can change out the furniture. Yep, tell me where the money tree is. I know. But what about contrasting with color? What about bringing those pieces of furniture off the wall? What about removing the little chairs and putting those somewhere else and bringing in other chairs that are contrasting the heaviness? There are ways you can contrast, and I want you to think about weight here as well as color. All right, number 7. Plants. Yeah, you guys, you know I'm a big fan. If you did not tune in to my episode where I interviewed the nester herself, Michaelyn Smith, I want you to go back and I want you to listen to that one. It's just a couple episodes ago. And we talked all about a new perspective on bringing plants into your home. Now, here's the thing. There are some faux plants that really look faux. You can probably picture these ones. I see them all the time in Goodwill. They are sitting in a basket. They are trees, and they are like a very limey, like I'm picturing lime jello, the color of leaves. They look fake. They look faux. And some faux plants look really realistic. And if you can get a faux plant and be okay with that, awesome, fantastic. But there are some that do look not real, and that will lessen it will cheapen the look of your home. I'm just going to not mince words here. But live plants immediately add that elevation. Now, there are several that we do recommend starting with, and I'm going to have you go back and listen to that episode so you can know, which ones do I start with? I'm ready to take that risk. Trust me, I promise, the ones we share are the ones that you do want to start with. They don't break the bank, and they're really, really easy to keep alive. And they talk to you. They do. They communicate when it is they need to be watered. I love that. Okay, number 8. Wood tones. Keeping your wood tones in control. If your wood tones are under control and they are compatible with each other, they are pulling out different, they are the same warmth. They might not be the same hue, but they are not competing against each other. So let me back up and explain it this way. One of the ways that you immediately cheapen the look of your home is when you have too many wood tones. And wood is not a bad thing. Wood adds so much warmth and depth and character to your space. But when you have too many different finishes of wood, it can really diminish the overall appearance. It can make it not only not look cohesive, but it then cheapens the look. And so how do you make sure that you have not too many wood tones? Sometimes you can just reduce the amount of wood furniture you have in your space. Sometimes you can make sure that you bring in wood tones that complement each other. Like let's say we have a darker wood, but there's a little warmth in it, but then you have a side table that has the undertone warmth, like that. And of course, we dive into this in Home Design 101. So if you're wanting to know how do you do that, come on in. We want to see you inside. But having reducing the amount of competition there with wood tones is really a great way to make your home look expensive. And I'm just going to add a side note here. This is not on my list. The same goes with metals. Wanting to have metals that complement each other, complement in the contrast. Oh, that's tricky. But you don't want to have too many different metals competing with each other. And if you do have a couple different metals, you want them to be more contrasting because in contrast, they will complement. Are we on number 8? Okay, you've definitely heard this before, but I will say it till I'm blue in the face. And one way that you can elevate the look of your home is to ditch the couch pillows, the ones that came with the couch when you purchased the couch. Every once in a while, I get surprised and think, oh, wow, that pillow's not bad. But oftentimes, they are so generic and trying to appeal to the masses that they really don't have much personality. They really don't have much texture. They really don't have much going for them. And that is one of the easiest ways you can elevate the look of your room is by getting some couch pillow covers. Keeping the pillow that came with the couch is fine. Using the insert is fine. Ditch the cover. You can get quick, inexpensive, easy covers, even at Hobby Lobby for like $8. And if you know Hobby Lobby, if they're not on sale this week, they will be next week. So go back and get them for $4. This really is something that can be changed really relatively quickly. As a side note, one of the ways that as you're adding these pillows to your space, and again, this is a way to add that texture and those layers that we talked about earlier, but as a side note, when you have pillows, when you have artwork, when you have all the things, one way, and this is again a side note, I'm on tangents today. One of the ways to immediately kind of cheapen the look of your home is by having too many pillows or too many pieces of art with words on them, with sayings on them. Not that having one is bad. Nope. They are absolutely cute and wonderful and lovely. But really recognizing where that limit is and recognizing the difference between one is great and five is too much. So keeping that in mind too, especially with those pillows. All right. Number nine. Maybe we're on 10. Okay. Having items that are scaled appropriately to your room. Now, you've already heard me mention that having oversized furniture might not be a great thing because they add a heaviness to your space. But we're not just talking about oversized furniture. We're talking about too small of art or too small of rug, maybe even too big of rug. That could be a thing. Having the appropriate scale for the space is incredibly important. Paying attention to how big pieces are and how much room they take up is important. So as you are reshuffling and thinking about the things you own, keep in mind that negative space is good, walkways are great, furniture has heaviness, and scale really, really matters. Whew. Okay, friends, that was Cliff Notes version of how to elevate your space this weekend using a lot of the things that you have and just thinking about them in a different way. If you're ready for more than just the Cliff Notes version, if you're ready to finally figure out how you can appropriately scale your furniture and pick the things that make your home look cozy and cohesive and how you put it all together, I want to invite you to come into Home Design 101, where we dive all in on that. Where we don't just stop at the Cliff Notes version, but we dive real deep into all the things. Paint colors, cohesiveness, rules that are made to be broken, scaling, metals, wood tones, all the things. And with support along the way. If you're ready for more than the Cliff Notes, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Now, really quick before you go, something exciting is happening at Fig and Farm at Home, and it's happening next week on May 1st. I'm announcing it to my newsletter subscribers, and I'm announcing it to my Facebook group. So if you are not in either of those places, I want you to come and be so that you know, so that you are in the know, and so that you have the scoop on what is happening and how you can be involved. All right, here's how you join the Facebook group. You go to bit.ly/design101group. Easy peasy. Or join my newsletter. Just email me at hello@figandfarmathome.com and say, hey, I want to know what is happening on May 1st. I want to know. I am super curious. All right, friends. Until next time, enjoy your weekend. And if you try one of these ways to elevate the look of your home this weekend, come on into the Facebook group and let me know. I'd love to see. All right. Until next time, I'll see you soon. Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.